Christine O'Reilly, a studio director and reader, together with Maddie Newlands, also a reader and registrar, reminisce. This is Maddie. It was a very lucky day in 1980 when Jeff Bridden retired to Barton. He immediately threw himself into local activities and became a co-founder of Talking News. He got a good response from his appeal for volunteers, I was one, and led the way in getting lottery funding. Talking News began operations in 1999 and very quickly expanded its distribution. Sadly, Jeff died 8 years ago, having never missed a weekly meeting, and sometimes on a Friday morning, one can feel he's still there, keeping an eye on us. Thank you, Jeff, for giving Talking News such a good start. Maddie Newland. And this is Christine. How times have changed. When I joined in 2009, only a man could be a presenter or sound technician, until Tony introduced Val Raymond. Recording was a very serious business. No jokes or giggling, and certainly no ad-libbing, just straightforward reading of the edit. The studio at Delston School was so cold that in the winter the equipment would sometimes malfunction due to damp. The school chapel was next to the studio, so we would sometimes hear the children when they lined up for assembly. We could often hear them singing, too. Fairly recently, a couple of seasoned readers were on duty, Val Raymond and Christine, with Tony as sound technician. As we began, he announced to us that there would be no problem today, as the A-team were in. During the recording, both Val and Christine uncharacteristically made a mess of it, and amid much hilarity, Tony revised his opinion of the A-team. We managed to compose ourselves and carried on.